We look back now at the life of longtime civil rights leader Benjamin Hooks, who died yesterday. He became the head of the NAACP in the late 70s as its membership was declining. In 1993, Benjamin Hooks spoke to NPR just before returning to his hometown of Memphis for a retirement party.
I'm going home to a city that has a black mayor, federal judge. I'm going to a city that has a black chief of police. And when I go to the Peabody Hotel for that dinner, it's a place where I couldn't go at all except as a cook or some kind of cleanup boy or bus boy. If I went in otherwise, I'd been beaten to death.
NPR's Juan Williams spoke about the role Benjamin Hooks played in the civil rights movement.
He's sort of a connective tissue between what some might call the Moses generation, people associated with Dr. King, sort of the breakthrough element in the 50s and 60s, the heydays of the civil rights era in the country, and what some might call the Joshua generation, is best personified by President Obama.
And Juan, in terms of how he came to be Benjamin Hooks, I mean, he comes from quite an accomplished family.
His grandmother, in fact, was the second black woman ever to earn a college degree in the United States. She went to Berea College. And his father owned an elite photo studio in Memphis that was the light of all black families throughout Tennessee. And Ben Hooks got an education, went to Lemoyne, and then went off to war in World War II, and there was in Italy. And it was there that he felt, really, I think, not only that he was battling fascists and Nazis, but that he had to battle American racism, segregation in the military, and that he felt the sting of this discrimination so strongly that he decided, you know, when I go back home, it's not going to be just a matter of being in the black bourgeois, but I'm going to become part of this civil rights movement to try to battle segregation.
Although when he did come back and became an important part of that movement, he clashed with Martin Luther King Jr.
He did. I mean, the most famous point of tension had to do with King's opposition to the war in Vietnam. And, you know, when King is toward the end of his life making statements in opposition to the war, there is Ben Hooks saying that's a mistake and saying, you know, why is King alienating the political structure that's so important to the advancement of the civil rights cause in the country? So what you see is that Ben Hooks, as someone who comes out of the NAACP tradition of let's change the laws, let's work with the political process, oftentimes was seen as a moderate, as opposed to not only the likes of Dr. King, but especially young people who were involved in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. But, you know, it's interesting, even when he's appointed to the Federal Communications Commission by President Nixon, the Congressional Black Caucus says, you know, we're not so pleased with this appointment. Later, they come to it, but there's initial opposition from lots of people who see Ben Hooks as not only too moderate, but possibly too conservative.
In the end, though, especially with the NAACP, which he is so identified with at this point, did he prevail, in a sense, historically?
I think, in a sense, he does, because Ben Hooks is really the one who says the NAACP, the civil rights movement, has to go in a new direction, and that new direction is about business opportunity. It's about educating people to have the skills to get involved with those jobs. It's about persisting in the call for affirmative action, allowing black people to get into the economic mainstream of the country and the political blood flow of the country. And that is what would allow me to say that I think Hooks did prevail in terms of setting the direction of the civil rights movement in a new way that has come to be the reality of the start of the 21st century.
NPR's Juan Williams speaking to us about Benjamin Hooks, longtime civil rights leader, who died yesterday. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.